How many dead animals have you seen on the roads today? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We have a project here at Michigan Radio called Am I Curious?
What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
Amy Beth Edwards commutes to Chicago, and she says she sees a lot of roadkill. So she asked our Am I Curious team.
I'm curious as to why roadkill isn't getting picked up in Michigan.
Lindsay Scullin looked into why that is.
Edwards and I decided to go out and look for roadkill. And sure enough...
Up, there's one up high. Almost unidentifiable, but I think that was a raccoon.
So who is responsible for picking up roadkill in Michigan? Turns out, it's sort of like a game of hot potato. Most people don't want to deal with it. So it ends up falling on county road commissions. County road commissions are responsible for all the local roads in their area. They're also responsible for maintaining some of the state roads and highways. That leaves road commissions with a lot of ground to cover. I talked to the top 20 county road commissions for car deer crashes so far this year. At number 2, Kent County stood out among the rest. That's because they employ one guy to pick up roadkill full-time. No other county I talked to does that. I went to visit Andy Albertson. He's a driver for the Kent County Road Commission. His nickname? Deer Sheriff. Albertson had just started his truck when...
Yeah, Murph, go ahead. 4,200 of 60th. That's in the road.
The first rush hour victim of the day.
Mondays are normally a little busier in the dead deer department. Especially in the fall. So I'll go out, make my list. I put the... I call them pick tickets on the window, like a shore or a cook.
He's talking about a couple large sticky notes he puts on his windshield. There are 9 animals to grab today.
It is, Lynn, a strange way to make a living, but I see it as a very positive public service. I mean, people have, you know, issues with the road commission, you know, this, that, we're not doing this, we should do this. My service, no one ever complains. They're happy to see me, you know, happy to see me show up, so.
We turn onto 60th Street.
See it? See a big mark in the road? Yeah, that's us.
We pull over. Albertson puts on a fresh pair of gloves and hops out of the truck. He grabs what's left of the animal by the leg and pulls it into the back. One down, 8 to go. Kent County's Road Commission spends about $100,000 on roadkill every year. This allows them to pick up around 2,000 animals. The other road commissions I talked to don't do that. They say they don't have the money. Denise Donahue is the director of the County Road Association of Michigan. She says road commissions across the state are in a tight spot. They've lost employees, and a majority of Michigan roads are not in good condition.
So I think as we think about our roads, certainly roadkill is a nuisance. It's important, but yet, you know, we have a large systemic problem here taking care of our roads and preserving our roads and so forth.
Her group wants to pass roadkill off to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. But DNR officials say that's not their job. They say they're focused on preserving habitat and living species. All of the road commissions I talk to move dead animals out of traffic to the side of the road. And most just leave them there. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Scullin.
You can see some photos of the Deer Sheriff at work at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.